Step away from the car.
Step away from the car.
Step away from the car. Some news about active transport.
In the late 1990s, there was maybe only a dozen cities that have bike share, and now there's over 1,000 cities that have bike share. In some of these cities, you can have 9 or 10 trips being done on each bike on an average day. So when you compare that to an Australian private bike that sits in the garage usually, we're getting some incredibly high usage rates.
Bike share, it's working a treat in New York. Is it a good idea for Australian cities? Elliot Fishman is from the Institute of Sensible Transport, which works with governments around improving transport. Elliot has been studying bike share closely for years, so he can explain what it is.
You don't need to return the bike to the place that you had picked it up from. And that means that you can start to use bike share in a different way to how you would use bike rental. So you could exit a train station, go to a bike share docking station, which is what they're called. It's just a bank of bikes, maybe a row of 20 bikes that are all kind of locked into a mechanism, and you swipe a credit card and that releases the bike for you, and then you can ride that to any number of other docking stations that are available. So in Paris, for instance, in 2007, they launched a bike share scheme with 20,000 bikes at 1,500 different docking spots, and usually the trip costs you around $2, and you can also join up as an annual member, and it becomes cheaper again per trip. So that's what's really taken cities by storm in recent years, is this availability of these docked bike share systems.
So in Australian cities, where we're very dependent upon cars, but we're very low density compared to other cities, what's the value of the bike share? How does it shape up?
Well, what we've found there is that in Melbourne and Brisbane, around 20% of the bike share trips are replacing a car trip. In other cities that are less car dominated, like London, for instance, only 2% of trips are replacing a car trip. So even though the London bike share scheme is very well used, most of the people that are using that scheme aren't leaving their car at home and using bike share as a replacement. So its capacity to reduce congestion is somewhat constrained by the degree to which we're replacing car trips. So in an Australian bike share scheme, like the one that operates in Brisbane or Melbourne, you might get one bike share trip every 2 days, so it's on average. Now, compare that to a city like New York, which might have 6 or 7 trips per day per bike, you can start to see that, you know, there are some major differences there. And one of the reasons for that is, A, that we've got our bicycle infrastructure isn't quite as good as many other cities, although a few years ago people wouldn't have said that New York had great bike infrastructure, but it's somehow managed to provide a bike share system and good bike infrastructure in a relatively short space of time. But also density. So when you think about Paris, for every bike share docking station you've got, you might have 1,000 people within a very short walk of that docking station. In Adelaide, you might only have 100 people. And of course, low density also means that your trip distance is likely to be longer than if you lived in a higher density city. It means that bike share isn't going to be as time competitive as getting in the car. And one of the things that we've found that has really held back bike share in Australia is the relative ease of car use. In all the big bike share cities that have high levels of use, it's also really inconvenient to drive. So they have much higher levels of traffic congestion. Car parking is less prevalent and it costs more when you can find it. And so that means that people are more open to alternatives to using the car, and bike share can be one of them. Whereas in Australian cities, for the most part, it's relatively convenient to use a car, which is why 80% or so of all trips are done by car. So we've made it a little bit difficult for ourselves in Australia, and it's a slow process, but bike share is just one of the tools that we can use to try and give people the sort of options available to them so that they can start to think about leaving their car at home, or perhaps for younger people, not even buying a car once they reach driving age.
And what do you think the keys to success would be for getting bike share happening in Australian cities?
Look, for Australian cities, we're in a difficult situation in that we've created some headwinds for ourselves. So for the last 60 years, we've created low-density cities. We've had zoning laws that have meant that we've often separated out where people live from where people work, which is different to other cities. And for those of you that have gone to a northern European city for a holiday, perhaps, you might have noticed that you have shops on the ground level and lots of apartments and office buildings at the top. And that's starting to happen in Australia, but I think we need to do a lot more of that. We also need to, as a society, recognise that a single occupancy car use and using the car for every single trip in a city isn't something that works well. It doesn't work well from a sustainable transport perspective, but it also doesn't even work well for the car users very often when you've got reasonable numbers of people, because you get stuck in congestion and that defeats the whole purpose of using the car in the first place. So I think we need to recalibrate what our priorities are and start to look at opportunities for reallocating road space based on the city that we want to be in the future. And there are going to be some tough choices involved in that. But one of the things that I found interesting during the year that I lived in the Netherlands was looking at streets as they are now, which is a very pedestrianised street and lots of shops and people walking and cafes and lots of cycling. Well, I was shown a picture of a street just like that in the late 1960s, and it was two lanes of car traffic either way, not much cycling, not much walking, the shops weren't doing particularly well. And so for me, that was really illustrative of how a city can create the change that it wants to see. And often people say, well, we're not Amsterdam, we could never do that. But what I got from looking at those contrasting pictures of this street in Amsterdam from the late 1960s and now is that even Amsterdam wasn't Amsterdam. And so we've got the tools to be able to create the city that we want and the streetscape that we want. And I think the sooner we start implementing those sorts of changes, the better off we'll all be.
Elliot Fishman, Director of Transport Innovation at the Institute of Sensible Transport. This segment was recorded at the 2017 Australian Walking and Cycling Conference and produced by Nikki Page.